Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
29204.
All right, ma'am. I ask your name, please.
Andrea McCullum. Off my credit card, y'all took out $50-something out of my account.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I see what's going on. If I can get you pulled up.
Okay.
I did. Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your address, Ms. McCullum, for security purposes, please, ma'am? That P.O. box.
7602.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm waiting on your account information to come up. This is due to that contest entry where you entered in that contest for that Dyson. It stated, yes, ma'am, in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other offers. That offer was a meal plan app that came through to your email, and that app mainly focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. It came along with that Dyson entry.
Oh, okay. I need my money back. No.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't hear you.
You said it was what?
It's like when you went in for that Dyson, it stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other offers, and that offer was a meal plan out. And actually, I can get you $20 taken off of it if you like to keep it and stand and run it to try and win that Dyson.
No.
All right, ma'am. Well, I can get that cancellation for you. It's not a problem. If you want the account canceled, I can go in and get the account canceled, provide you a cancellation code, and it will take effect immediately, Miss Andrea.
Your account would be
canceled immediately, and I could provide you that cancellation code.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
And what would my money be back in my account?
Give me 1 second, I'll let you know that also.
Because that, only thing I see, being like, it automatically, I didn't put it in, because I just hit, it told me to hit, put my address and stuff in, and then the next step is say, 404 error code came up, so.
Yes, ma'am, it's not a problem, give me 1 second. I did want to let you know this is a $5 refund access fee, and I want to void those charges and get that $54.89 voided back in your account, which I'm pretty sure you'll see before Tuesday. I may be around Tuesday.
Okay. If
you're driving, I want to let you know I want to get this refund information sent to your email. We won't have to look for a pen or none of that, but if you can write it down and let me know if I'm speaking too fast. But you can write.
I'm good.
Ma'am.
I'm ready for the pen, the code, or.
Okay, I got you. And no, I'm going to send it to your email also where you'll see the same information. It's C as in Charlie, 920-623-587. That's it, ma'am.
You said it won't be there until Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am. I think that's the quickest that I'll be able to get them back in the account. Normally, it's 3 to 5 business days. But by these charges being voided, I'm hoping that they'll get to your account sooner, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm going to get this information to your email also, ma'am, like I stated earlier.
Oh, okay.
All right. If there's anything else you need help with today, ma'am?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Know that that account has been refunded, that $54.89, which you'll see in your account, which, like I said, 3 to 5 business days. And all this information will be in your email, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Ms. McCullum, you have a good day, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support. You be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Good day, ma'am.